This is the Transcendence World Movement. Thank you for joining us for the Big, Big Show. I'm your host, Christopher Moores, and I'm broadcasting live from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Sit back, relax, and listen to the change of our times, the evolution of humanity, the next stage in our development is here and now.
Well, I'm incredibly glad you could join us today on the Transcendence World Movement Show. We've got a lot of important work to do. Got a big plan of information here, and we're going to have right at it. There are strong forces at work here on Earth and in the astral planes. The old ideologies are crashing into each other on their way out. And some of the outer wars that we're seeing are indicative of the inner conflict within much of humanity right now. You may even call it an Armageddon of the mind. Because for so long in our human development, we've relied on the mind and concepts and a sense of believing that things are static and as if we know that how things work, but those old ways are passing, and what we see now is the last flare-up. You can almost call it the last great drama before we move on to the new age, the new era. And we need our intelligence and awareness and the will to stay centered in ourselves and to live in our own creation in this time. Again, the name for the show today is The Battle for the Soul of Humanity. And there are indeed folks out there that are seeking to influence the masses on a great scale. And they're coming from many different sides. And the key is to not get caught in the middle of the conflict. To not choose this side or that side of the conflicts that you observe right now. Because whichever side you choose, you'll be trapped in the mind, in the belief, and in the great collapse of the false edifice. Where we're moving as humanity to a whole nother way of conceiving life. And we need to learn how to implement this in the world as well. And if you'd like to call me as we take this journey down the road of self-empowerment, here's the number, 888-268-4313, or you can call me direct, 530-876-3222. And the first thing we must do, each of us, is reclaim our own power. Reclaim your power. Observe your own life and look at all the ways where you give up power, where you allow others to perhaps take power away from you, to take a piece of you. And pretty soon, one piece after another is taken from you, and you no longer have the energy or the strength to live the truth of your life as you were born to live it. And one of the reasons we so readily give this up is because of the way the mind works. It justifies everything. There's always a reason that can justify giving up a piece of yourself. And this is the great trick, because you'll convince yourself that it's necessary. And then after learning that habit, it pervades the way you approach every aspect of your life. So we have to come back to the individual. And an important point I want to underscore here is that your heart and mind are your own. When we hear out there in a variety of ways, in the television set, in various propaganda arms, when they say that this is a battle for hearts and minds, they aren't kidding. And it's not just a battle for hearts and minds halfway across the planet. They want your heart and mind. Someone with understanding would not battle for your heart and mind because they would realize that your heart and mind are your own. And if they were truly on your side, truly your friend, they would support that and help facilitate that unfolding within yourself. So one of the first things we need to get going is to not be so conformist and not be so ready to compromise. Regardless of what circumstance you find yourself in, be self-determinate. Don't let the random circumstances define you. Define your own reality. Start exuding courage and conquer the fear that cripples. Because it's really an illusion. The fear is non-existential and needs to be completely supported again and again and again with horror stories and images and hammered on and talked about and as many ways as possible we're fed a line of fear. And this fear manifests not just from high authority figures, but in everyone that assumes a place of authority over you in your life. This is not the way it's going to be as we move forward. We do not rule over one another and control one another and try to implement one concept on a grand scale. See, this is the essence of what Transcendence World Movement is all about. It's not in any way, shape, or form an ideology or a specific plan that is going to be held to and pushed or anything like that. It's more like a knack. It's a feel. It's a aesthetic of where you realize when you find your courage and inner strength and you begin to live the way you were born to live, and then you meet up with others who are doing the same, there's a certain natural kind of harmony. And you are then each looking at the world in a different way, in a transcendent way, no longer caught in the definitions of the mind and the preconceptions of the past and the limitations that trying to reference the past all the time brings in. At any moment, we can make our life anything we want. And the next step after coming back and saying, my life is my own, is to begin to educate yourself. Maybe we should say re-educate yourself. We can't just trust what we've been told. Because much of what we've been told has a certain bend to it, has a certain coloring, has a certain flavor that's been subtly imposed on us from early on in our life, perhaps since the beginning. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you go through your public schools and they teach things as if they are so, as if this is how it is. And you just take for granted after a while that what you read and what you were taught is so. but in fact, it is not so. It can't be by its very nature, because life is changing. And the change is so great right now and so readily apparent that there's no escaping it. And so what some are doing, some in this battle for the soul, are trying to go back to the old way harder and harder and harder and just hold desperately to that old way of looking at things. And they reinforce it in each other, and then they try to collectively reinforce it in everybody else. But if you dive into the information that's available, start with yourself. Start with where you're at. Re-examine your own roots, where you've come from. Start seeking your own personal philosophy, your own unique way of walking the path of your life. There is nothing that takes precedence over that. That is the number one thing, is your path, your life, your way. So look again at what you've been told, and then seek other ways. Look into other cultures. Look at what humanity has done and thought in other places and at other times. When you can see that there was a distinctly different way of life in a different era, in a different place, in a different time, it's easy then to consider that, well, hey, maybe this isn't the only way. The way we're living now isn't the only way of looking at things. And then you see again, well, here's a nice culture. Here's a nice time. Here's a nice flowering of the human spirit all throughout history. We can start seeing that, hey, you know, there's good in many of these different things. And why would we deprive ourselves from the whole? We can enjoy all the flavors of life and the colorings of humanity. And that's part of what the information age is all about. We're finally getting up to specs on each other, on our own history, not just from a one point of view, but from a global point of view. And some of us are able to assimilate that, to just open up and soak it all up, soaking up all the history, soaking up the psychological angles, the sociological angles, learning the greater truths in the metaphysics and mystery schools of the past. And when we dive into all this, make it new again, and share it with each other, it starts taking on a brilliant synergy, a wonderful new vision of life. And I know there are many of us out there who share that, who are seeing that, who are beginning to live that way. It's almost as if we can know everything there is to know these days. And then when we follow the current events, after that, after becoming aware of all that, there's no way we will possibly be able to believe a childish story or a simplified version of what's happening before us. We'll be too deep. We'll be too understanding. We'll have to be bringing too much of ourselves to the picture to ever fall for the same old tricks again. And once you become hip to this vast body of information, and then with a meditative attitude and spacious being, get space from all of that. You have it all at your disposal, but what you see and what you're living does not run through that mind matrix, because your being, which is beyond the mind and the machinations of the mind, is now what is responding to the world. Because much of that information and much of those traditions and the wisdom of history eventually leads us beyond the mind. And we see again and again and again these principles that come into play. So we need this influx from other cultures and from other places and from other times. And we could put it all together in a whole that we carry with us moment to moment. And we respond to life spontaneously, and we know that each moment is going to bring something new. And that's part of the refined sensibilities we get when we become fully educated, self-aware, and share with each other and move with the flow as opposed to against it. And then when you live moment to moment with this depth of purpose and crystal clear awareness, you will make your own decisions coming from you, coming from your own authority. And this is a different kind of authority. This is not an authority that's imposed. It's an authority of one who has taken the time to cultivate themselves, to experience themselves, to find out for themselves what is going on. Because how can we give away that? That is part of how we give our power away, is by allowing other people to do our thinking for us, by just agreeing or going along without questioning or handing over our own expression. So then we make decisions and we stand by them and take responsibility for them. That's part of it also. You know, many people these days don't want to take responsibility for their own choices, and so they turn it over to somebody else. But there's no way to live and to feel the fulfillment of true expression and accomplishment in your life without taking responsibility for your own decisions. It's not an obligation. It's a joy. It's what makes you grow beyond your previous limitations. And it isn't always going to be a piece of cake, but why would we want it to be? We're here to learn, to grow, to become more rooted in our soul, in our own soul. And if we make a mistake, well, we just admit it, work through it, learn from it, and make another choice. No problem. This is how we learn. So when you become this rooted in yourself, you'll be able to stand by your own truth, come what may. So the next step is to speak out. You're not helpless. Those of you who feel as if you can't do anything about what you see in the world, it's not true. You're not helpless. You can do anything. The key is to start somewhere. You may not know where it's going to develop or how it's going to come through you eventually, but if you don't start, you'll never know. If you don't start saying what you feel, expressing your inclination, it will never have a chance to evolve and grow and find it. You'll never find your voice. And let me tell you, it's a joy to find your voice and to speak the truth in your heart and your own personal contribution to the evolution of humanity. We each have that within us, a gift that only we can bring, a piece of the puzzle that only we have. So if you feel hesitant or a little bit afraid, that's okay. Jump over that threshold. Be willing to risk. You've got to risk to live. And if you don't ever put yourself out there, you'll never get the bounty that life wants you to have. you see. If you compromise and allow yourself to stay in the wrong position where you don't belong, nobody can help you. Only you can help yourself. And what I'm trying to do is encourage you to help yourself. To say, I have done it, others have done it, and you can do it too. And when you come over here and hang out with us, hey, the weather's great. The space is wonderful. You're relaxed because you're doing what you're meant to do. You wake up with a smile on your face, greeting the new day with anticipation and anxious to begin and just all the wonderful things you can do. And watch out for the deniers, those who would try to stop your expression, because there are many of them, and this is part of why the process hasn't moved forward faster, is because there's kind of a collective shunning. If you're in a group of people that are all going according to program, and one steps out and says, hey, wait a minute here, well, the group may well turn on that person. And that's where we go back to standing your ground in truth. So be it. So the room turns on you. That's fine. And you know what? Some of those people in that room will admire you. Maybe some will go home, think about it later, and it will have been the beginning of their own personal revolution / evolution. You will model for them what it's like to break out of the imprisonment, to step out of the box, to have dignity, honor, and respect for yourself, because this is what it's all about. This is what you're here for. And I want to say also that it's okay to express real emotion. Sometimes even the spiritual people don't want to express something like a little bit of frustration or a little bit of anger or, you know, rage at what's happening, because they've developed a hyper-morality, because it's just, they think that you have to always be, you know, happy camper, good, everything's just fine, always just fine, everything's great, isn't it great, oh, it's so wonderful. But you see, after a while, that becomes a trap too. We cannot fall into that trap either. Be your own guide and follow your own heart. And sometimes you may get angry or frustrated, or you may be sad or down or depressed because of how you're seeing, you know, you might be feeling the suffering of somebody somewhere, you know, or the animals, you know, some of the elephants. So you can tap into these consciousness. You can feel what the elephants are feeling. You can feel what oppressed peoples are feeling. You just open up to it. And you're not going to feel happy about it. You know, look at the story of Jesus and the money changers in the Bible. He wasn't just happy about that. He was expressing himself powerfully. And this is part of our lost power, is expressing true emotion. Because if, in this society right now, everyone's wired up to such an extent that even if you're out in public and you make a fairly loud noise, everybody turns, looks at you, and acts like they're going to have a heart attack. Jeez, people, we got to start turning the tide, chain reaction in the other direction. And it begins with you. It begins with me. It begins with each of us meeting the moment and being true to ourselves and walking forward and manifesting that which we feel is missing from the situation. And that's another spin on Gandhi's phrase of be the change you seek. Nobody else is going to do it for us. We have to be the ones who make the change. And you see, if we've been repressed or suppressed or oppressed, it creates, there's a buildup. It's just like a dam. We've dammed up our energies and locked them into place. So when they first come out, they'll come out in torrents. We may want to scream. We may want to cry. We may want to shake our fist at the sky. Now, do you think that the universe or God or the existence or however you want to look at it does not understand these things? There's no need to judge. It's all built into the system. And once you flush these frustrations out, you'll make room for new and even more powerful energies. Your own future will start becoming present. And there will be no limit to what you can do. Now I'd like to play for you an example of myself expressing some emotion. Here's a song I wrote called simply, I'm Angry.
Well, things are bad when we are sad, more than half the day. Animals dying, people are crying, screaming for a better way. Whose fault is it when pride comes to visit and takes our soul away? Until in the end, to be pretend is the ugliness you say. I'm angry. Whoa, I'm angry. Whoa, I'm angry. Packed in a building, women and children, no clothes on the back. Society's wobbling while bank robbers robbing a nation through debt hijack. I'm angry. Whoa, I'm angry. Whoa, I'm angry. Emergency summit meeting. So fleeting. Just open up to your circumstance. Enter your crystal solitude. The temperature's rising and my thoughts sympathizing with sinners who castigate saints. No matter how many faces, no matter how many races, God, these mind controllers ain't. I'm angry. Whoa, I'm angry. Whoa, I'm angry. Whoa, I'm angry.
All right, we're back at the Transcendence World Movement, and we're going to continue on with giving you some tools to deal with the battle for the soul of humanity. And it's important that you realize that the battle is to keep your own soul. It's not a battle against anybody. It's giving you what you need to be yourself and to hold those that seek to invade you at bay with strength and with understanding, and that you have a right to live your life freely in the way that you want to live it, and that no matter what disguise it comes in, anyone seeking to subvert that right is not your friend and not supporting you in your own development. And when you live your life in the way we've described, centered with your own inner power, well-educated in every aspect, and with the courage to speak out and to live moment to moment as truth occurs to you, you are modeling the future humanity today. And we see this in the internet culture, all across the blog sphere out there. Many people are doing that very thing, speaking out, standing strong, and educating themselves to what seemed in the past to be unbelievable proportions. You know, a couple decades ago, we couldn't do it. Just wasn't the way it is now. You know, but now with everything just a click away, it dramatically changes the way we operate. The whole entire way we go about things needs to shift in a combination to this new understanding. It's just a futile self-punishment to try to adhere to old models that no longer apply. And there's so many signs of it out there. You know, those of you who listen to BBS radio, you listen to it because you feel called. You feel what we're talking about, the new energies, and you're looking for truth, and you're looking for ways to make your own life better. And boy, I give you a lot of credit for that. That's taking a step. That's starting somewhere. That's doing something. Listening to the radio, reading books, checking out websites that are incredibly penetrating with their insight. Because they're out there. There's a lot of great stuff out there. And some of what I do in my work is to collect many of these avenues together. And other webmasters are doing the same all across the world because they feel called in the same way to bring this information to a wide audience of people. Because when they are exposed to it, it changes the way you look at things. Not just in reference to itself. You're lifted to places you did not know about before. You find out mysteries and wonders and amazing things that heal, transform, and open up so many aspects of yourself. And you make room for your soul to enter into the body and fully integrate. And now you are here. And we will see more and more people taking the lead in this process. I see Generation X as being very significant in this unfolding. Because they have been right on the threshold of this information age. We, you know, grew up with the video games and were going to high school and college right when the computers came in, and we were basically surfing the wave right as it came upon us. And we've immersed ourselves in the information. And, you know, having gone to the universities and gotten to know one another, generally Generation X is very open-minded and multicultural and friendly towards one another. And understanding to the youth. You see, we also have the youth and the young people. And if there are some young people out there listening today, or perhaps you may want to play this archive for some young people later on, because they have a right to the truth as well. One thing that I see happening is that, all this information is out there. The kids know it. Kids probably know more of it than the parents do. And some of the parents who still believe in the old school ways and are still totally bound up and they're just thinking of themselves and their own small world and that they're the most important thing, and, you know, the kids can't take it. They can't be compressed into that world of the parent, that world of the past. And it creates a very weird and tricky situation, you know. You might have a high school classroom where half the kids truly do know more than the teacher. Not just know more, but they're higher vibration, they're moving faster, they're part of the new wave, where the best the old can do is simply be an echo of a reality. And so we need to create new systems in line with our deeper understanding of life in the universe. We need to integrate technological solutions in many ways, in many areas of our lives, and weed out the obsolete models and designs which hold us back. We came up with them in the first place. We can drop them just as easily, and it just makes sense as time goes on and as dramatic things change the way we experience our world that we would. The rules of life change again and again and again. So we need to have the flexibility to adapt. And this will be good. There will be no drawbacks to this. We adapt to nature and we will find that things actually work easier at a higher level of efficiency. Because in nature, knows best. And so I see the creative people taking a much stronger role in our culture. Because we are the ones who can manifest these solutions. And we will get the ideas that will make things right. And we can do the impossible and turn back all of that has been wrong. We can make it right. And we need to work together, those of us with a common understanding, and share these ideas with each other and begin to build . We will be bringing in the age of Aquarius, and this is what the whole 2012 topic leads to, is that we're coming to a new age, a new place of understanding in humanity. And just get that through into your mind, that we can't keep doing things the old way if we want to experience these new energies. As I work with individuals, this is always something we bump up against, because they are intrigued by the new and they can see how it makes sense, but their attachment to the old is so strong that they get caught and they try to straddle a bit of the old and a bit of the new. Well, it doesn't work. It just becomes the old. And trapped within the old, you will continue to feel unfulfilled in your life. particularly if you're one sensitive enough to feel the higher vibrations. If you are one who does receive the influx of the higher vibrations and yet you don't change your life at all to accommodate that, you may feel more and more compression and more suffering and more discontent until maybe you're thrust out of it. You jump out of it because you just can't take it anymore. But it doesn't have to get to that point, you see. You can create the space to do things in your own time, in your own way, and to let your curiosity lead in your own unfolding in this process. You'll be drawn to the things that you'll need. That's the way it works. So, but, you know, you may have to make very big changes. You may have to change your job. You may have to change some of your relationships. You may have to do all kinds of things. And that's okay. That's what's happening. We only were finding kind of in a rut of complacency in the past, and we kind of borrowed from the future, in a sense, to have that illusion of security and stagnation. I mean, we have to remember that underneath it all, here we are on that planet in outer space. What if you were the only person here? What would you come to figure out? What would you come to believe? What would you do? You certainly wouldn't come up with a complex ideology based on hundreds of years of history, because it just wouldn't be there. You wouldn't have other people influencing you or filling your head full of things that you long ago forgot were told to you by someone else and you had mistakenly taken for granted for most of your life. We gotta root these things out. Dig deep, dive deep, and leave no stone unturned, because you're worth it. And the rewards of what you will find inside are greater than you could have ever imagined in the first place. This is one of the beauties and gifts of how this all works. It ends up bigger and better than we could have ever imagined. So with the Transcendence World Movement, we are moving towards this 2012 change of energy frequency across the board. Of course, many of us are already going through it right now. And I often say it's not going to be a single line of demarcation where something specific just suddenly occurs, because the energies of the universe will shift and it will play out differently for everybody. But even those of us who are interested in this topic or feel ourselves wondering about it, well, there's a reason that you're wondering about it. You know, some call it the Mayan prophecy. Well, here we are almost to that date, and we are the ones who are interested in it and living it and going through this process. So are we not the fulfillment of this prophecy? Are we not the ones that are to bring this to the earth, to ground this energy on the earth, to not just lose ourselves in the high energy, but to have our feet on the ground as well, and to become God on the ground, and to externalize the plan that's already coded into our DNA. You see, some of these vibrations are awakening latent qualities within our DNA. And if we come together, those of us who are experiencing this, and each bring to the group our own joy, our own expression of the source, it It will be like a great cosmic masterwork. It will be the art of life. It will be harmony. And there will be many forms. And this will replace the old concept of enforced order. We instead will have joyous artistic forms which bring fulfillment and which awaken each other to new possibilities and new realms of existence. So the more and more we share, the farther and farther we all go. And so I see coming in to the end of 2012, often they bring up the date December 21st, 2012 as the equivalent to where this timeline kind of ends. And so taking into consideration that we are the ones fulfilling the prophecy, I suggest that the end of December, December 21st to December 31st, 2012, will be a period of reflection, a period to soak in and soak up all of what has occurred in known history. Maybe from 3000 BC is what our recorded history, but we can go back to Atlantis and Lemuria, and by now we have enough material that we can do that. But anyway, it'll be a period of change. And so for those days from December 21 to December 31st, 2012, we reflect on that, the road we've traveled, the present, and look forward to the opportunities of a new day. And January 1st, 2013 will not arrive for those of us who are tuned into this phenomenon, because it will be day one of the age of Aquarius. And we will create that reality in the living moment, connected to the source, expressing boldly our truth. And this is the revelation. This is the evolution. And this is where we go from here. Thank you for joining us today. The battle for the soul of humanity goes on. Stand strong, my friend. We'll end the show today with a song I wrote called There's Gotta Be a Way.
The water is too murky, and the sky is growing dark. Some people seem so quirky, reap destruction as a lark. Nature's in her dying throes, and hope begins to dim. Souls contain a million woes, dump pain on every whim. Oh no, there's gotta be a way to make it right. There's gotta be a way for you to be you and do what you do under skies of blue. In a world of green, it's all a dream. There's gotta be a way. The sick can't see a doctor, and someone is to blame. Don't look for help from government, they all just play the game. Power's not a substitute for life and joy and love. Don't be a
petty prostitute, do what you're dreaming of. Gotta be a way to open up your mind. There's gotta be a way to turn back the tide that is crashing through, bringing trials anew, changing the scene. It's all a dream. There's gotta be a way. Exploitation, say no to the sale of self, say no moral castration, say no to haves who rule the world, say no to their tradition, say no to the status quo, say no more false religion. There's gotta be a way to save this place in time. There's gotta be a way to unscrew the screw that is screwing you and everyone who is not a machine. It's all a scream. There's gotta be a way. Kids don't know what to do. It really is a tragic crime what they are going through. I know there is no turning back. The past is always gone. Forward is the only way. We have to struggle on. So go. There's gotta be a way to make it through the night. There's gotta be a way. God, give me the strength not to be hard and not to be mean. Somehow I deem.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a bloginservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.